The Brad John Show, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM, sunshine and 50 today. And Friday night on the trip to, down to Seattle, I saw some folks getting wild on two wheels. We were heading down to a thing in Seattle, going through kind of down near Linwood, 220th, stuff like that. And we are in the carpool lane. And then I'm in the passenger seat. And it's about 7 o'clock at night or something, so it's still daylight, but there's still a fair amount of traffic. And I hear this whine of a motorcycle engine, and it's rapping. And then it comes up beside me in the fast lane, and a guy's on a crotch rocket, and he's doing probably 90 miles an hour, and he's doing a wheelie. And he sails past us. I'm like, wow, did you see that? And she's like, that is crazy. And then I see her eyes kind of adjust to the rearview mirror, and she goes, there is one coming up behind us doing a wheelie. And this day here, and then it's like a swarm of bees or something, you know, but like loud bees.
Yeah.
You can start hear them coming. And there was 7 or 8 of these crotch rockets. All of them are crotch rockets. And they all whizzed past us at like 90, 100 miles an hour or something. And the first guy was doing a wheelie. And then they weren't all doing wheelies, but 4 or 5 of them were as they went past us and in, you know, at least our line of sight. And then the last guy was riding along behind them, and he's got no hands on the handlebars, and he's just got his hands over his helmet. He's just clapping like, yeah. And I think one of them was like filming them and stuff.
Yeah.
Just whipping through traffic. Doing wheelies.
Well, I guarantee you somebody's filming it because they're doing it for social media, right? I mean, that's
probably
that, they want to be able to prove to everybody and get it out there. And so the cops have got to go searching those sites to find these knuckleheads who are doing this, because that's usually what they do, is they put that stuff up there.
I wouldn't trust myself doing a wheelie dirt bike, on like a 10 speed, you know, like a pedal bike.
I saw
Let alone they're going that fast.
I saw once before, and it was just one bike that was doing it. It was when we used to live out in Virginia Beach. There's this highway 264, the interstate, that goes straight to the ocean. And it's cool. As you're heading in that direction, you're looking like you're going on the freeway, and you are looking right out into the ocean. And I'm sure that this guy, I didn't see anybody videoing it or whatever, but I'm sure somebody did. It had to have been a really cool look with this guy on doing a wheelie thing with the ocean out, kind of like out in front of him and all that. And that's what these guys are doing. And you'd think you would hear about more of these wipeouts happening on the freeway with
totally.
These people doing this, because they got to practice this somewhere.
I know it. How many? I mean, and you got to have a 100% success rate. There is no room for error. And I mean, okay, maybe you want to do some wheelies out on some country road or something like that. Fine, but 7 o'clock, I-5 traffic.
Yeah.
And you know, you put the wheelie down and then swerve around a car and then be back up on the back wheel and down. It was crazy.
If that dude,
a hive of bees coming down the freeway.
If that dude wipes out, it's not like his friends are all going to hang around. They're going to take off because they don't want to get in trouble. Well, so that guy could be all by himself on the side of the highway.
And then what else happens when that bike tumbles into the lane next to him? There's cars going 60, 80 miles an hour.
Right, right.
It was insane. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's
and there's a video out there. Some dash cam caught a guy going. It says in Fishers, Indiana, dash cam video shows man over 100 miles an hour standing on the motorcycle, standing on it.
I don't even think that.
And he's in the circus.
Did Evel Knievel even do that? I mean, he jumped over stuff. Yeah, he probably did something. Like
I'm sure he did. I don't know if
it
was 100
he was
miles
doing
an hour on the freeway
or anything. No. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why they don't value tomorrow too much.
No. They value likes is what they more than tomorrow.
If I get more likes than days, then that's good.
That's all I care about.